Chapter 2. Astrid. Germany, 1942, 14 months earlier. I stand at the edge of the withered grounds that had once been our winter quarters. Though there has been no fighting here, the valley looks like a battlefield. Broken wagons and scrap metal scattered everywhere. A cold wind blows through the hollow window frames of the deserted cabins, sending tattered fabric curtains wafting upward before they fall, deflated. Most of the windows are shattered, and I try not to wonder if that had happened with time, or if someone had smashed them in a struggle or rage. The creaking doors are open. Properties fallen into disrepair, as they surely never would have if Mama had been here to care for them. There is a hint of smoke on the air, as though someone has been burning brush recently. In the distance, a crow cries out in protest. Drawing my coat closer around me, I walk away from the wreckage and start up toward the villa that once was my home. The grounds are exactly as they had been when I was a girl, the hill rising before the front door in that way that sent the water rushing haphazardly into the foyer when the spring rains came. But the garden where my mother tended hydrangeas so lovingly each spring is withered and crushed to dirt. I see my brothers wrestling in the front yard before being cowed into practice, scolded for wasting their energy and risking an injury that would jeopardize the show. As children, we loved to sleep under the open sky in the yard in summer, fingers intertwined, the sky a canopy of stars above us. I stop. A large red flag with a black swastika hangs above the door. Someone, a high-ranking SS officer, no doubt, has moved into the home that once was ours. I clench my fists, sickened to think of them using our linens and dishes, soiling Mama's beautiful sofa.